Ladies and gentlemen, you are now entering the Decent Christian Talk podcast. Enjoy.
Decent Christian Talk episode number 83.
83. Heath Miller.
Yes. The 80s. It was a good time. 83. That was the year our parents got married.
I was born in 89, so I was born, I'm not good at math, six years after that.
We're not there quite yet, but yeah. I'm Gabe Jones.
I am Josiah Jones.
We are a show that's by the fans, for the fans. And... Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah, I thought you were throwing it back to me, but okay. Now we talked over each other.
We're a bunch of fans. That's why we started this show. And we are fans of two bands that are on the show today.
A double?
We've got a double whammy today.
What?
We've got an interview with Death Therapy, who has been teasing a new release. They actually just released a single called My Defiance. Have you heard this?
I haven't heard My Defiance.
It's got a guest vocal on it.
Who's the guest vocal?
Josh from Glasslands, who is also on our show today.
What?
How about that?
I haven't heard that song yet. I knew they released something, but I haven't got around to it yet.
Yeah, so we got two bands, Death Therapy, Glasslands. They've got a lot in common because they both have people that have... They're both kind of new bands, but they have people that have been in other bands before.
Around the block.
Yeah. So we decided to group them up, especially since they just did a collaboration. And we've got two short interviews with both of them. And yeah.
This is a classic example of when we're setting up the interview, the agent or whoever is in charge, they're like, all right, we got to be somewhere, and they're gracious enough to do the interview, but then also they're like, we got to be somewhere in 5 minutes, so let's go. So
yeah,
they're a little shorter than I'd hoped.
That's fine. And you know, that's a circumstance when you interview bands the day of the show. Sometimes things are hectic, but well, you can hear more about that on our Patreon bonus episode. And you can check that out at patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. You get all kinds of fun things. You got for $5 a month, you can get our bonus episodes. And this week, you will hear more about how the interviews went down, how they got set up, how I was not there for either one of these interviews because I was at a wedding that day.
Oh, man.
But Josiah will actually tell you more about how these interviews went down, and in both of these cases, they were hectic. One was out of a crazy location, and things got a little crazy, and you'll hear more about that story on the Patreon episode. You'll probably hear a little bit more of that actually in the interview itself, but if you're wondering why it sounds so hectic, you'll have to check out the Patreon episode, and you can do that at patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. This week, we will also be talking about our throwback album of the week, and it is the OC Supertones' Chase the Sun. It just celebrated its 20th year anniversary last week, I believe, and so we just thought, hey, we might as well talk about this album.
20 years.
Chase the Sun. We're going to talk about that on a cold, frigid day, but nonetheless... It's a good album, and we're looking forward to talking about it. And we're also going to give our album of the week selection in the bonus episode. You don't want to miss that. You want to tease yours? Do you have yours yet?
I do, and it is from
Do you
recently.
Follow the rules this time?
Well, that's to be determined.
Okay. Mine does follow the rules, but yeah. You'll have to check that out.
The same one, you have to change yours.
Okay, that's fine. And also, if you want to go to Patreon, there's another level, a $10 a month level, show, podcast, entry, whatever you want to call it. I'm still not familiar with this lingo.
The Music Club.
Yes, the DCT Music Club. And if you join that level at $10 a month, I know that's a lot of money, and not everybody can do that, but at $10 a month, every 6 months, you will get your chance to have any music from our podcast, any artist that we've interviewed. If you like Death Therapy, if you like Glasslands and you want to hear more, we will send you a physical copy of any of the albums that you choose.
That's exciting because I like both of these bands.
Yeah. And every 6 months you can choose that, and we will be glad to send that to you. And where does this money go to? It goes towards funding our podcast, funding kind of the, I don't know, there's like renting fees and all kinds of stuff online.
On the internet.
That costs money. And it keeps our equipment updated, and it just, you know, it makes things happier and keeps the toilets flowing.
Gas money.
Yes.
To get to the concert.
And before we head into anything of the interviews, I can't talk this morning.
I think
I might need more coffee. Before we head into the interviews, we need to talk about, where are we?
We are in 13 Palm Trees Podcast Studios.
Yes. Shout out to 13 Palm Trees. You can check them out on social media. It's the 13 spelled out.
Just not the number. You can just look on the top 200 charts because they're there.
Yes. So check them out if you are interested in starting your own podcast. Find them online, especially if you're like in the West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio area. They will be glad to hook you up. And they have an awesome setup here. And we are glad to have them as part of our team. And speaking of people that are on our team, Jody, Maria, Leslie, our friend Michael, that gave me a nice coffee pot who runs things here at 13 Palm Trees.
Yeah,
Lorena, these guys are on our Patreon team, and you can be that as well. For as low as $1 a month, if $10 and $5 is too much, you can join our team for as low as $1 a month. And also shout out to Charlie, who I saw at my house the other day. She's on our Patreon team. How about that? That was fun.
Is Joel there?
No, I don't know.
What?
I'm not sure yet.
Joel?
We'll have to dig into that. Anyway, we are going to be heading into the interview now. Now that we're past all the mumbling and stuttering that I've done this morning.
Yeah, you're like me last episode where I was in a fog. I was lagging.
It's all right. We all have those days. So Death Therapy, let's kind of set the stage for this. Death Therapy, they released their debut album a few years ago, and their debut album was called The Storm Before the Calm. That's going to be our first interview. We're going to be playing these back-to-back. And he just, when I say he, Jason Wisdom, who's kind of the ringleader of the group.
The group duo.
Yes. They just released a song called My Defiance that released on February 15th. It's the first single on their upcoming album that they've been working on that we kind of talk a little bit about in the interview, and you can check that out when that is played. But Glasslands as well, they are coming up right after that, and they have been teasing some new music on their social media, and we kind of talk about that a little bit in the interview. We also talk about kind of the background of how they got together.
Oh, yeah. It's an interesting story.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know the story of Glasslands, they're kind of a super group of sorts where they've been in Beartooth and Icon for Hire, and they released their debut album called Pariah in 2016, and they've released a couple singles since then, or at least one single called Misery Game, and they are going to be putting out a new album pretty soon.
I'm excited for that. They're really good.
But without further ado, here is our interviews with Death Therapy and
Glasslands.
All right, hit that horn, babe. Let's dance.
This is Jason from Death Therapy. How's it been?
It's been awesome. Creation Fest is one of our favorite places to be.
So. Yeah, and then, so I'm a little out of sorts here because I had it set up over there, but so you are working on new music,
yeah,
my brother.
In a week and a half, we'll start recording.
And he said
album.
you've you've really localized in Walmart after the Walmart yodeler guy made it famous.
Yeah, since the Walmart yodeler, we figured we should try that as well. So no, just basically I've been using the public library, and then when I need to track, you know, things that aren't so quiet, I have to go find somewhere to sit, you know, that's not at my house bothering my wife and kids. So the Walmart parking lot seems to be a good place where I can go and scream at the top of my lungs sitting in my car, and it's pretty normal there. It's normal for Walmart.
Yeah. You see some weird stuff at Walmart, especially where I'm from, West Virginia, so you can only imagine.
I won't say anything.
Yeah,
you don't
even have to. Just Google it.
It's the Alabama of the Northeast.
Oh, okay. Goodness. All right, so who's writing this? Is it all you writing?
Yep.
And so is there any common themes in this new music?
The new album has a lot to do with, I mean, I don't want to give too much away, I guess, but has a lot to do with sort of the inner struggle of the way we might feel about things and then the truth of what God's word and what God says about those things. So let's say one of the songs, I'm speaking in the first person talking about, you know, I feel like you tell me that there's a heaven, but it doesn't feel real. Or you tell me that there's an afterlife, but it feels like fake, you know, or something. And then So in a way, this album almost is going to be sort of kind of like a rock opera. I know that sounds really weird, but like rock opera in the sense that like sometimes there's different voices like speaking.
Yeah.
So different characters. But I mean, it's all me. It's not like, you know, I've hired other people to do voices or anything. But
I watched Hero. You remember Hero, the rock opera?
Yes.
Very good.
So anyway, the whole idea just being I wanted to be able with this album to deal with some of the really struggles that people have, including myself, without putting them in the third person, because I think when you do that, when you talk about like there's a boy and he struggles with suicidal thoughts, it's not real. But if you're like, I struggle with these things, all of a sudden it's like, whoa, that's like
that song, that's tough. From who did the 1-800 number song about suicide? Logic. It's a pretty popular song, but yeah, that's a very powerful song, and I like your genre of music coming to that. And it's hard to talk about those things, but it's good to.
Well, the people who need it, and a lot of times those are the people that find themselves listening to, you know, alternative music, hard, heavy music, because you can't really talk about those things in happy pop music or, you know, Christian worship, contemporary music. So
is there any collabs or anything you can reveal about the new music that people might? I mean, we'll release this when you want it.
It's still kind of early on in the process. We'll just start recording the drums and bass and stuff in a week and a half. So, and we're recording with Matt Goldman, who's the producer. So he's famous for, he did several Under Oath records back in the day, to Find the Great Line, and, you know, they're bigger records, and he's done The Chariot, and, you know, so he's a really good producer. He did a whole Becoming the Archetype record that I was on called Celestial Completion, so he's a great producer, so I think the record will turn out really good.
Now, your first album was very successful, and so now the second album, do you worry about the sophomore slump? It's a lot of time people look at that second album, and it's either a launching point forward, or I'll remember back when they were good, when they played their first album.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. I think we still got a long way to go, so I think there's a lot of people who still don't know who we are. I don't... You know, we didn't have like a Guns N' Roses kind of debut album where like it went to number one and became a big hit. Like, our first album came out and it's still kind of pretty underground. And a lot of people, I think a lot of people will hear our second record and it'll be the first thing that they ever hear from us.
Okay.
And so I think there's a lot of opportunity to have a launching pad for the future. Are there going to be maybe some people who like the old stuff, you know, quote unquote, like the old stuff? But of course, you know, there's people who will say that about anything, but you know, I'm trying to just be true to the same process that I had with the first record, which is sitting down, kind of turning the computer on, and like just letting my brain dump itself out onto the, you know, into the computer with the music and stuff, and then not overthinking it. So it's whatever comes out, you know what I mean? And I like what's there so far. So
We've interviewed you a couple times. I think we've covered every topic there is. It's always fun to interview. What's your favorite superhero?
Yeah.
Or supervillain. I'm a villain fan.
Supervillain? I mean, Heath Ledger's Joker was really good in the movies. Supervillain, though, in X-Men, probably Juggernaut. Okay. I never really got much into Superman because I just can't relate to Superman. So yeah, probably Batman in the Batman world, the Joker in the X-Men world, probably the Juggernaut. I'm trying to think who else would I say? It's hard to say.
It is hard to say.
Favorite superhero? Sheesh. I always like Batman. I can relate to Batman. He's a real person. You know, he's not an alien from another planet like Superman or...
You know. I bet he could grow... Bruce Wayne could grow a better beard than Clark Kent.
Probably
so. All right, well, thank you again for your time. Yeah. That noise in the background is Petra, and we're going to go listen to them now. So. Yeah! This is my Well, this is Glasslands. They are awake.
We are awake, yes.
Got here, you said, how early?
6 a.m. or something.
Where do you guys come from?
Came from Columbus. I'm embarrassed to say. We came from Columbus, Ohio, which is only 5 hours away, and we left at 5 p.m. yesterday.
Yeah.
But we had some problems with our van, so. A 5-hour trip took us 12 hours.
Were there any flames?
There was no flames. There were only flames on our brakes.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had two separate van trouble times.
Yeah, we were a half hour away and then pulled over because our brakes were smoking.
Smoke was pouring out of our tires.
Coming down the back roads to get here, all the ups and downs.
Yeah. I was in the back of the van and I was like, what's that smell?
Yeah.
The brakes.
The number one rule is make the show, though.
You gotta get there. I was like, we'll get there eventually.
Apparently, we need to leave 3 days in advance.
Yes. Are you guys 3 days from now?
Well, we were going home tomorrow, so...
We'll be there
technically
by...
take as long as
we'll
we need.
We'll be there by Wednesday.
Maybe by September.
Hopefully, we make it home.
So. Well, you guys not only come through fire and flames, but you've also come from a lot of different bands. Beartooth, Icon for Hire, Before Their Eyes. How did that, all come together?
Twitter.
Twitter was a big thing.
It was the thing.
Yeah.
I knew Brandon from Warped Tour. Both of our bands played the same stage in 2014. And then when I left Icon, I saw that Brandon had just left Beartooth shortly after, and I was like, hey, man. Jokingly
slid into
tweeting
the DMs.
Him. I was like, hey.
No, he just tweeted at me. He didn't even DM
public
me.
Tweet. Yeah.
Put him on the spot publicly.
I was like, hey man, looking for a drummer, just joking. And then he was like, yeah, that'd be cool.
Were you really joking now? You're like,
I was like, there's no way this dude's gonna join. Because you know, Beartooth, big deal, way bigger deal than Icon for Hire.
I don't know, dude. I saw Icon for Hire playing Denver, and you guys killed it. No, he tweeted at me, so I immediately replied because I had heard of Glasslands and I actually enjoyed the song that I heard. And I was like, wait, that's that band that has that one song that I liked. I was like, yeah, I might actually be interested. You should hit me up. And then I didn't hear from him for 2 months.
I didn't get it. It was on the band's Twitter, and I didn't use Twitter for a month because I had no reason to.
Literally, it was 2 months later, I got a response that was like, oh, dude, you should call me. Here's my number. And I was like, what? Oh, yeah. This
he didn't want to seem too eager. It's
make him sweat it out.
And me and Jordan had been friends, years and years ago. Both of our, local bands toured together, and then we just, would meet up and randomly, one Warped Tour before Their Eyes was on it for, a week or something like that, and we hung out in, different touring situations. So then... We were like, all right, let's find a guitarist. And I was like, you know what? I think I might know somebody. And I just tweeted at Jordan. I was like, do you still do music? And he was like, kinda.
Wait, you tweeted at Jordan?
He tweeted at me.
I didn't know that. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, we're a Twitter band.
We're a Twitter band, 100%.
That should be in your bio.
We are a Twitter band. Gonna go home and write
a new bio. Formed in 2016 by Twitter.
All the millennials will love it.
And yeah,
Twitter records.
You got all the different hairstyles now.
Yeah, you gotta have.
We have the hair man color. Bun, the beautiful locks, the going bald. We're good.
Hey.
Hey, we got it all.
Red pulls that off very well. You just you gotta grow out the beard now.
He always does, and then he shaves it.
Well, it's 110 degrees outside.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly why I did it. I was like, we're gonna be outside. It's gonna be rough.
When winter hits, you'll see the beard. Grizzly so white. When you guys all come together via Twitter, you guys write Pariah. Who's writing what? You guys are just all kind of a puzzle put together. How'd that dynamic go?
Pariah was kind of wrote it a long time ago before them.
Okay.
And we put it out like when they joined.
That's why it's not that good.
Oh, yeah. but then we did, so it was just me and producer doing Pariah. And then Misery Game, though, is the first song we all worked on together. That's our latest single we just put out earlier this year.
That's actually the next thing here on my list.
Okay, yeah.
And it says, how does it motivate you to create something even better than Pariah? You just talk about fear in with Misery Game.
Yeah, well, thank you for thinking it's better than Pariah. That's awesome.
My brother wrote this.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't. Okay.
Like, I'm just
Josiah
reading this.
Josiah is like, nah. Who are you guys? no, yeah, that song was the first one we wrote all together. So we all just really didn't know how it was going to go.
Yeah, we just jumped in.
It was just kind of like, well, we should make a song together.
Let's see what happens.
Because, like, you know, like, yeah, and it turned out great. And we ended up actually doing the whole thing at Jordan's studio. And, like, he mixed and mastered it. So it was
just
all done
just a one-off for you guys have 10 other songs that you're going to put out in an album soon.
Yeah, we're working on a new album now. So.
Yeah, we have a lot of songs floating around.
Yeah.
All better than Pariah.
Yes.
Well,
hopefully. Yes.
Hopefully, man.
So, there's a couple bad ones that we got to work on.
Well, you gotta even it out.
Yeah.
Because you gotta have song 8, 8, and 9. And then 10 will be good.
Yeah exactly. We gotta have the songs that people are like, I don't really care about.
I love a good 10th song on an album.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be that's where the fans get together. Like, have you heard the 10th song?
Yes.
Like, no, dude, once song 8 came on, I was like,
nope.
Done.
You got to power through
it's
those
like,
two bats.
It's like Timothy on Acid Is Burn's album, Come Now Sleep. My favorite Acid Is Burn song of all time.
Timothy.
Yeah. It's like 12 like minutes 12 long.
Minutes. Yeah.
It's so good.
It's half of the
album.
Oh,
and I never skip or fast forward. I just listen to the whole thing.
Yep, and cry the whole time.
Scream cry.
Yeah.
So, what's next for you guys besides releasing new music?
Writing it first.
Writing it?
Finishing writing it.
Yeah, we have to finish all the songs. And then...
Are you guys on a record label or just...
Everything is
DIY. Garage Band?
Yeah.
100% independent.
Yeah, we use Garage Band.
I do use Garage Band to demo.
Singing to your phone.
No, we're just like... working on a new album. That's the main priority. Might have a surprise here soon with a little song, but we'll see. That's the main focus.
We still have rest of the year, shows so. Coming down.
Yeah,
that we're gonna be announcing and finding all the details out soon. So that'll be cool.
Yeah, gonna keep having some
just
shows
that,
throughout the year.
Yeah.
So
we're not gonna just stop doing everything and then. Guys will hear from us like months from now.
So how do people stay in touch to hear when you might release that song eventually?
Twitter seems to be doing great things for us.
Yes.
Yeah. We like to
twitter.com/glasslandsband.
And if you would like, we have the man bun, we have curly hair, we have balding.
Yes.
Maybe what's the next hairstyle?
Oh,
I mean, pretty soon I'm gonna have to shave my head.
Shave head.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's gonna look dope. You'll look cool though.
I'm going to try a couple more colors first.
If you have a unique hairstyle, maybe one of those under shaves or half shaves, just apply on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yep.
Send us pictures of your haircut.
Yeah, that's what we want to see.
Just more haircuts.
I don't know. It took me a year and a half to grow my hair out, so I'm probably not cutting it anytime soon.
I've done
Your hair has looked the same your entire life, and it looks beautiful.
It just does its thing.
You condition that, or
just
natural? That's beautiful. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for admiring.
I would like some of his hair.
Wrong.
Can you spare some?
No. Hogging too much.
You gotta fill in the weak spots.
Just two little curls.
If you'd like to donate hair,
buy some merch from us so that we can get hair transplants.
Or Venmo at Glasslands.
Can somebody cash at me some Rogaine?
Some hair plugs for men.
I accept Bitcoin.
Well, thank you guys so much for your time.
Yeah, man, that was fun. Yeah.
That was our interview with Death Therapy and Glasslands. We'd like to thank them for chilling with us, literally, in the air conditioning.
Yeah, at a hot festival.
Yes. For some of you that don't know, we record a lot of these shows at music festivals, and a lot of times they're very hot.
Yeah, during the summer, like during hot yeah. months.
Yes, even though it's kind of cold right now, this was recorded a few months ago when it was very hot, and they were glad to chill with us for a little bit during, I guess, both of these were, well, one of these was before a show and one of these was after a show, but
it's always hectic in the backstage yeah. area.
And you can hear more about the hectic nature of both of these interviews in our bonus episode, where we talk about how the interview went down and kind of the background of that. And you can check that out on patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. So with Death Therapy and Glasslands, what was some of your takeaways?
I think that we've interviewed Death Therapy a few times.
Yeah, this is their third appearance on the show. They tied Kevin Max
as the record.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he was, I don't know how much of it came through in the interview, but we had a little bit of a hectic lead up to the interview, and he was really cool about it, and he was really nice. And then Glasslands, they just seemed excited to, sometimes when you're starting a new venture, even though it's something they've done for a while, but they're like out on their own now with a different brand. They just seem excited that they were getting into new music and kind of doing what they wanted to do.
Yeah, Jason is from Death Therapy. He's been around a while. He was in the band Becoming the Archetype, and he started the Death Therapy project not long ago. We actually saw him with Project 86 on their 20th anniversary.
We talked about that on the Project 86 interview.
Yeah, and they've done a collaboration since then on Death Therapy's first album. And so with Glasslands, they have had one album, and they're working on their second one. They're both getting ready to release their second albums, both of the bands. And yeah, so it's always exciting to see the next step of the journey for these bands.
Death Therapy style is very conducive to have someone come in and have a collaboration.
Yeah.
Just the way they do things and how they're only a two-piece band. But so it's perfect for someone to come in and just guest play on a song and rock it out.
And they both of those bands are so good live. I mean, they've had the experience in the industry for many years, and that shows they know how. And it's probably pretty tricky as a two-piece to have
indeed.
A good show, but they kill it. They really do.
And one of Carly's favorites is Death Therapy.
So if you have never heard these bands before, check them out, definitely.
Oh, and especially if you're into a little bit heavier music. Now, it's not too heavy because you really enjoy it. You're not really a...
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying you're a little bit soft.
Wow.
Yeah. But you still... It's still within your realm. You won't throw on maybe August Burns Red like I will and just blow your eardrums out. But you like a good...
There's a lot of unique song. There's a lot of unique vibes and a lot of unique sounds and tones in these both of these bands that I like. Especially, you know, Death Therapy has kind of that industrial late 90s kind of
what you grew up on.
Yeah. That all these sounds like Nine Inch Nails and some Marilyn Manson and even some Rob Zombie has a lot of those sounds that I remember hearing in high school.
You went to high school in the 90s?
It was a little after that, but still. So, yeah, if you want to hear more about that, you need to check out our bonus episode. Again, patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. And you can get the bonus episodes for $5 a month. We are going to be heading off into the sunset. If you can't do any of that, we understand. We gladly appreciate it, all of our listeners. And if you would like to help us out otherwise, you can give us a nice review on iTunes. We're on there. We're on Spotify. You can also check us out on Facebook. We've got a Decent Christian Talk fan page and a Decent Christian Talk group discussion page, which we just had a... I didn't tell you about this, but we have a post that is coming up, but will already have been posted by the time this airs. It's a hashtag Metal Monday.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, and it touches on the recent releases from Demon Hunter.
Demon Hunter, one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, they just had a double album. And that's a discussion that happened on our group discussion page. We talk about all kinds of stuff on there, including senior citizens breaking out of the nursing home to go to metal shows.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? Yeah, so we got a Twitter page, DC Talk Act 2. That's DC Talk Act in the number 2. We have an Instagram page called DC Talk Podcast. And one of our favorite things that you do is share the podcast with a friend. Send them a text. Send them a little share on social media. If you know that they're into this type of music, maybe they're Death Therapy or Glasslands fans, or maybe you just know that they would be into it. Send it to a friend and tell them to check it out.
Yeah, and even if they're not into the heavier kind of music, we just did an interview with Kevin Max, which is pretty incredible, and that's a little different than this kind of music, but still very good.
Yeah, we've got a nice, like, diverse. We've got everything from Kevin Max to Striper to Russ Taff, who was in the Gaither vocal band.
August Burns Red to Hillsong United.
Yeah, so check that out, and we will catch you next time.
Don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses. Thanks.
Peace.
Don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses. Thanks.